The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello there, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of The News Show. It's the 17th of September, 2019. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you right now, like we always do, in about 5 minutes. Well, I guess with so many leaks happening with the Pixel 4, I guess Google said, okay, guess we'll send out some announcements now, and that's what they've done. It's confirmed the Pixel 4 devices will be announced on October 15th. Yes, yesterday Google sent out those invites for their press event happening in New York City. Now, funny enough, I don't know what they're going to tell us. We pretty much know what's coming anyways. Hopefully there'll be a few surprises. If anything, they'll be able to demonstrate all the new features for us, including the rumored improved Google Assistant features, and hopefully that 90 hertz refresh rate. Not to mention the colors we'll get to see in all its glory, including black, white, and the new orange color. Well, at least according to the leak photos, that's the colors we're going to be getting. We'll know for sure in less than a month. All right, Amazon shoppers, you've been searching through there, putting stuff in. You ever notice that it seems to be Amazon's products are, hey, why don't you give this a try? Hey, you should give Amazon products a try. There's a reason for that. Apparently, Amazon has tweaked its product search algorithm to favor its own products. This is according to people who worked on the algorithm, by the way, saying that by doing this would give Amazon's own brands a little bit of a boost. Now, on one hand, can you blame them? It's Amazon's place, it's Amazon's products, yeah. On the other hand, though, it might draw a bit of criticism from antitrust regulators. That may not bode well for Amazon. Now, Amazon is denying it's changed anything in its searches to make its products number one and, of course, enhance its profitability. In a quote from Amazon, they say, as any store would do, we consider the profitability of the products we list and feature on the site. But it's just one metric and not in any way a key driver of what we show our customers. Yes, this may not make a few other companies out there too happy, particularly Apple. You remember they did a little tweaking on their app store so their apps would come up first? Yeah, they changed that. And if it comes to find out this is true for Amazon, yeah, they might have to do the same thing also. For potential hacker news. I think it's been avoided, though, but we'll tell you about it anyways. This for all those people out there that use LastPass. Yes, a password manager that a lot of people I know use. Well, it could have been compromised and could have exposed all of your passwords. Oops. Yes, LastPass recently patched a bug that could have been used to compromise users' security credentials. Now, from what we've heard and seen, nothing like that happened. It looks like LastPass caught it really soon. Hence, that's why you've got to be running the latest version of 44.33.0. So if you're not running that version right now, yeah, you best go update right now. The only thing we can hope for is hopefully we don't hear like 6 or 8 months or even a year down the road, you know, like a lot of these things happen. Oh yeah, by the way, yeah, some stuff was stolen. Fingers crossed that doesn't happen. And finally, I don't know about you, but when I go shopping for a TV, I'm thinking Motorola. Huh? Yeah, Motorola. Yeah, if you're in India, that's where you could get a Motorola television. I kid you not. Yes, Motorola has announced as of yesterday they have their first ever range of TVs on sale in India. Now, if you're expecting it to be sitting alongside a Samsung or an LG or a Sony, nah. They're saying they're focusing on the low end of the television market, although judging by their sizes, it's pretty impressive. Particularly a Motorola 65-inch Ultra HD 4K LED Smart Android TV. Yeah, it's actually under $1,000. The cheapest TV, however, though, is a 32-inch Motorola HD Ready. Yes, not full HD. They still make those things. That'll set you back about $200. Other little highlights for the TVs include Dolby Vision support, HDR10 support, and they're promising fantastic-sounding 30-watt speakers right on board on most models. Then again, who are we kidding? When's the last time you actually thought, wow, that's great sound coming from a TV speaker. Now, no word yet if Motorola is going to be doing this in other places of the world. They actually didn't even mention why they wanted to start it off in India. The only reason why I'm letting you know is that the next time you're walking around a Tesco and you see, hey, Motorola on a TV? Yeah, well, just remember, you heard it here first. They actually do exist. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is, yes, of course, our website. You can get subscribed to our podcast over there and so much more. Also, check out our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Check us out on Twitter, too, and give us a follow at British Tech. And come join our community at our BTN Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show. We'll be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Tuesday. Thank goodness Monday's over. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.